Anything that was emotional is like, do not talk about.
I guess that was already ingrained in me. Like, you should do this.
That's when we start shedding.
I'd feel like something was missing.
But I'm not happy. Start thinking outside of survival. Welcome to our Integrated Mind Podcast, where we help you connect your mind, your body, and your soul. I'm your integrative psychotherapist, Belle Valladares Gottlieb. And
I'm Nicole, your integrative nurse practitioner.
So this podcast today is going to be all about beginnings. So before we begin, let's all just get together and join me for three deep conscious breaths. So let's begin by closing our eyes and getting comfortable and taking a deep inhale. And then exhaling through your mouth, letting everything out that no longer serves you. Inhale again. Letting it all come out. And just being present, connecting with yourself. And open your eyes and welcome again to this amazing podcast. So as I was mentioning, we're going to talk about beginnings, right? And beginnings are in every aspect of our life. Beginnings is how we started life. Beginning is how we got to where we are right now. And beginning is to wanting to change. So the beginning of everything is going to be kind of talked about in today's podcast. So with that being said, I think it would be really fun and very authentic to talk about our personal beginnings and see how we all connect with everyone. So that being said,
this is fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I think you should go first because this was really like your baby and your vision, and I was brought into that, and I really want to hear, like, from the beginning, okay, where everything started for you.
Fair. So why I'm so passionate about this is I grew up in a very traditional, conservative background. And in that background, being very traditional and conservative, it was also a place, an environment where even though our emotions were felt, they were not really discussed. They were not validated. They were not really talked about in the home at all, in the family atmosphere in general. So that made kind of a lot of us, especially the women in my family, just kind of like push down anything that they felt, right? And like I always say, there's positives and negatives in every aspect of our experiences. So the positives of that was the resilience, the strong independence that it brought to me. And I completely value that. But as I started growing up, I really understood that there was the other part of me that was acting out in ways that were more of like people pleasing and wanting to be recognized or validated, which transitioned into a very competitive and ambitious drive. But there also came the other side of that coin is there can be shame and shame in even feeling anything and questioning if those emotions are authentic or not. And since my experience of being in a very traditional old school, emotions are not even discussed.
It's like so much masculine energy.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like anything that was emotional is like, do not talk about that. We don't talk about it. Wasn't talked about. So anytime as a child, and now I recognize it growing up, is you don't even connect with your emotions, right? You don't even understand what's going on. Which was a very, very strong pivotal experience. But at the same time, I always see the blessing in that because it is where I got to today. And even though as a child, I didn't understand and I maybe adopted some habits that weren't beneficial, It also gave me the strong independence, resilience. And then when I was ready to face it, when I wanted to take more control over my life, because even though that side of me of being strong, independent, and resilient mm-hmm. was great, it also kind of like was like a trigger, like, okay, you've done all these things, let's shift it over. Mm-hmm. And that's when my own personal self-discovery started happening, which is how this all started, which is, okay, I went to school for this. I didn't like or didn't align with how our mental health was really addressed and treated in our society. And I always felt like something was missing, to shifting over to what is expected of us. Again, the traditional background with no emotions type of thing. Let's just provide, let's do action oriented. So because of that, I was able to see the other side that I knew that I had to take care of, that comes back from the childhood. And this is how the beginning of Integrated Mind started, which is, I have all of these things that I was taught as a child that are important, but I'm not happy, fully integratedly happy. And that's where the yoga came in, the self-reflection, which all of that grew the awareness, which I always say is the doorway to transformation. Focusing on the shame that I had, right, that I didn't even realize I had until I started really working on myself, and understand that that subconsciously was pushing me to, again, come to what was really meant for me mm-hmm. and aligned with me, which is helping others, because I can connect to the other person's suffering, and I can connect to the other person's silent sorrows.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. How was your beginning, Nicole?
I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. And my parents got divorced when I was pretty young, maybe like between six and eight years old. I don't remember exactly around the time. My parents are super loving, super supportive of me. I would say growing up, my mom instilled the importance of like being this independent woman and making sure you don't need to on a man to take care of you financially. Even though my dad was like always in the picture, always supportive, she just instilled this in me that like, you got to have a good job that pays you well so that you can take care of yourself and mm-hmm. your family. You don't need anybody. But in order to do that, you need to be like a doctor or a lawyer because that pays the most.
Yeah, it's so, always looking at like, okay, how does that look physically, right? In the actual world.
Yeah. And so I guess before, while I was even in middle school, like that was already being instilled to me. So mm-hmm. when I was applying for colleges, it was kind of like, I never even questioned like what it was that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I guess that was already ingrained in me. Like, you should do this because this is what pays the most. And, you know, this is the most successful career that you could have.
Yeah, it's like, this is, we know better. Here you go. In a, with good intention. And our parents do that all the time.
Yeah. Like, go away to a good school. Go do this, do this. Now looking back on it, I'm like, man, I should have went to a local school, not had to take out a lot of loans. You just don't know it unless you have the parents that have gone through it to provide mm-hmm. the resources for you and the knowledge. Yeah. So I just went into school thinking, well, first I was like, oh, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a surgeon. And I did like one semester of college and I'm like, 13 years of this? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, school wasn't a big thing for me back then. And I was like, I want to do this as fast as I can. And, mm-hmm. and so I was like, you know what? Nursing's probably the better route. Mm-hmm. So then I switched careers and started doing nursing. I had my aunt at the time that I was very close with. She was a nurse. So I felt like some connection to nursing.
Guidance
and caretaking. And something about the softness of nursing connected with me more than being a doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, there was just something about like the care aspect of nursing. So I did nursing and I knew right away, I always wanted to do surgery. Something about surgery was just very calling to me. Was an operating room nurse for almost 10 years. And during that time, my questioning to myself was like, half of the surgeries that we were doing was not like, oh, a broken bone and now we're fixing it because you had mm-hmm. an injury. a lot of it was related to chronic illness, like getting your gallbladder taken out, getting your appendix taken out, getting, you know, cancer taken out. And from the traditional medicine aspect, it was like, well, this is what we do. You have this problem, we're going to fix it. Right. So I felt like, okay, I went to school, I'm doing the things that I want to do. But I kept questioning, like, I felt like I was in this room, like in the room in surgery, and I keep questioning, well, nobody asked why. Nobody asked why this is happening. And here I'm providing a service to like help people get this surgery done. But I just kept questioning to myself, like, nobody asked why. Nobody helped correct this or prevent this from happening. And so I felt like I was always inquiring, living this life of inquiring and trying to help my patients, but it was already too late. They had already made the decision to like get surgery. And so I felt like during COVID, I was like, if I don't go back to school to be a voice for my patients, then it's not going to happen. I'm going to be still in this operating room helping people get the surgery that they never were able to prevent.
So that was a nudge there. That was your body really speaking to you.
Yeah. So I have always been living a little bit more of like a natural, like holistic lifestyle, as far as always inquiring how to eat more healthy, how to exercise, you know, for my body. I've always been interested in looking in different paths and different ways of living. So I felt like where I was working was not aligned with my lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was helping people, but I wanted to help them more than the capacity I was able to. And so I was like, I'm going to go back to school to be a nurse practitioner, but I want to do it my way. I don't want to be in a family medicine, internal medicine clinic, seeing 30 patients a day, giving them medication, which that's just how it is. It's like the clinics are more like factory style.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and I was like, what am I going to do when I get out of school? Like, I'm providing this opportunity for myself, but there's not many job opportunities. Like, I'm creating this job that I want for myself, this beautiful career. It wasn't really until you reached out to me because I've worked with your husband before in surgery and some of his spine surgery cases that, you know, you mentioned, you know, I want to have this haven, this practice that has more of a mind-body connection. Would you be interested in working with me as like an integrative nurse practitioner? And that was a true beginning for me that I felt like my purpose of going back to school or my career path as a nurse really aligned with me in and outside of work. And I've never had that happen to me before. And it was just like, I manifested it.
I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills because part of connecting with your soul, right? Part of the foundation is, yes, we connect the mind, we connect the physical body, but this is where the soul aspect comes in. And we can call it whatever we want. That's irrelevant. It's something that's higher than us, right? Mm-hmm. It's something that is more powerful than us. Look at how even our union was so kind of just easy and flowed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me struggling to find somebody. You were
going
just,
on Indeed.
Going on Indeed or anything like that. You had the same, and this is why I say like we're kind of like I'm the mind and you're the physical body because even our experiences in life are very similar. Mm-hmm. Because for me, just like you were in this job and you're like, there has to be more, right? But you were in the actual like healthcare. I had left this field because I felt like this is not all. Like, there's something missing through this. I left the field and then I came back because I wanted to align myself with what my passion was, which is essentially helping others, but in a different way. Just like how you wanted to be a nurse practitioner, but in a different way, like creating your own like vision. I said to myself, I need to go back to this field that I'm so passionate about, but create something different. Mm-hmm. And what was that missing piece is the devotion, the soul, the faith, the just that connection with something that's more and greater than you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just the missing piece. And I don't mean like you have to be a certain type of religion or anything like that, but it's connecting that soul, whether you think it's you, the higher self of yourself, mm-hmm. that's still the connection that I felt was missing. So I just, when you said that and how you talked about how we met and how everything was just so easy, mm-hmm. you know, that's again, going back to, you had an intention that you felt very, very powerful for. I had that same feeling and how it just happened.
Blossomed, yeah. And I would
organically.
Say a lot of that had to do with the fact that we both recognized that the health of our whole body is not just physical and it's not just mental. Mm-hmm. I've had my own mental health journey and I've recognized how much of a critical component it is for my well-being. Because I can exercise well, you know, eat all the right things, mm-hmm. do my nutrition and sleep well. But if I wasn't giving attention to that mental piece to promote health and wellness for my body, it just like, I'd feel like something was missing. Mm-hmm. I'd still feel this, you know, whatever I was going through, a lack or sadness or non-alignment. And I recognized how working in a practice, how important incorporating mental health was. When mm-hmm. you're recognizing you only have that 90 minutes to speak with somebody, that you're addressing so much stuff, there needs to be somebody else to address their physical health and their lifestyle modifications, you know, and instead of referring out to mm-hmm. somebody that you don't work with every day.
Which is fine. There's nothing.
Yeah.
But
what is the beauty? There's so much beauty in working together where you can walk down the hall and be like, I think, you know, you could really help me here. Mm-hmm. And we've recognized how much our patients would benefit by having the both of us under.
Exactly.
Under both of our care, under the same roof.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, exactly what you just said. It's funny how you say, you know, I can do this workout. I can eat really well, but the mind and what you're thinking is so important. For me, it was the opposite. I've always been very wondering what the mind is doing and why it does it and all of this stuff. So that was my initial focus always. But through the exploration, I figured out, well, if I don't move, I'm even more tired. Mm-hmm. And then having kids, you know, that puts an extra level of energy that we need, right? So energy is precious for parents. So I started picking up patterns. Oh, I didn't move today. That's why I'm really tired.
Because it made me feel really good yesterday when I made time for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Or even if it's just a stretch, I mean, it releases so much of like that cortisol and that stress hormone that we go through throughout the day. And I started realizing the impact, because we say it and people say it and, oh yeah, exercise, you know, it gives you endorphins and da-da-da, it's a feel-good hormone that you can, all that stuff. But until you really experience it, you don't understand like the true value that comes from it.
And now imagine if you had the ability to give time and attention to all of those things in your own way. Mm-hmm. But it's really beautiful when you're able to honor and take care of your mental and your physical body.
What would you say, outside of just like realizing, is there any awareness that started, like you started noticing things more? Did you find a reason why? What was it?
Yeah, I think I've always had this strong intuition. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, maybe I also find myself to be a very sensitive person. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I don't know if it's just me being sensitive or maybe I just have a stronger intuition. But I've learned more with adopting more spiritual practices, yoga, meditation, where they're always like, center yourself, listen to your body. You know, like I had not done meditation or started yoga. Mm-hmm. I never really thought to listen to myself in that way. You know, listen to your body. How is it feeling as you move through this flow or whatever?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I never thought to question myself in those aspects. So I feel like not just through movement or mindfulness, but also as I go through my daily life, I'm very inquisitive in, on how am I feeling today? How does this make me feel? How does this not make me feel? You know, where I kind of question everything mm-hmm. until I really get to know myself.
Yeah. Which is never ending.
Instead of pushing down the feelings to not allow myself to live genuinely the way that I want to live. So now I feel like I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm going to do me because like we get this life. I don't want to live it for anybody else.
You just reminded me of something. And this is how we're going to segue into the nervous system and nervous system regulation. So for those that don't know what nervous system regulation is, what I'm going to say first is what I feel and what how I see the nervous system benefiting us is there's a key and there's a door, right? Everybody says a door to transformation, which is open that door, right? And step into something new. Beautiful. But what if that door is locked? You need a key.
Mm-hmm.
That's what nervous system regulation is. It's that key to open the door and start a new life. So when we regulate our nervous system, which means we bring it back down to homeostasis, to calmness, right? That's when the awareness begins. So everybody, I hope everybody understands what the nervous system is. It's basically what makes you nervous, mm-hmm. how you respond to threatening or unpleasant situations. You can feel your heart kind of beating really fast, and you can talk more about the physical mm-hmm. manifestations of that. But that is what we're born, like that is born within us in order to manage life, right? To manage threatening circumstances is that's why the nervous system is there, is to regulate our heart, to regulate. I mean, I don't know if you want to touch base on this, but the regulation aspect is for me so important because in our life today, we are so chronically stimulated with so much information. And we are so programmed from our original beginnings, mm-hmm. right, to adopt mindsets that potentially are not even ours. Our nervous system is so up.
On hyperdrive.
Up, uh-huh. Which leads to chronic stress.
Chronic illness.
Mm-hmm. Like how you talked about in the operating room, you're like all of these surgeries that are not a broken bone.
Yeah. Are the result of something.
Yeah. Nobody understands how important the regulation of that nervous system is. It's the actual key to open that door. Mm-hmm. Because when we start calming that nervous system by doing the physical movements, mm-hmm. right? Going deep into who we are, questioning ourselves like you did constantly. Mm-hmm. It's like questioning, starting that inquiry within. That's when we start shedding. Right? We start shedding all of the things that were either put upon us by our parents, even though with the greatest intentions that they do, you know, they're still human, mm-hmm. by our society of what's good and what's bad. When we regulate that nervous system, our mind really is able to start thinking outside of survival.
Mm-hmm. And pre-programmed thoughts. How would you say, for somebody that wants a new beginning or questioning their purpose or their alignment and where they are, how to not listen to those negative beliefs or preconditioned, you know, beliefs of where they're supposed to be?
So that's really important because what you resist persists. So if I tell you, stop doing this and this and this and this, you're probably going to like maybe try it and do it, but it's not coming authentically from you. If you're doing it out of compliance, mm-hmm. right? Or
like if you don't think you can start over or if you don't, because you don't believe that you can.
Well, that's where, again, taking the first step into wanting to take control. Mm-hmm. But let's go back a little bit. Because when I said when you resist, what you resist persists, it's more of taking the time to not jump and start changing right away. Mm. It's more of let's slow your nervous system down first. Mm-hmm. Let's process all of the crap from the from the beginning, because if you don't clear the slate, mm-hmm. it's going to be very difficult for you to adopt a different mindset. So again, the key is a nervous system regulation. And once you open that door, that's the awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can start asking all those questions.
Oh, okay.
So that's the gap. It's like the awareness and the questioning versus me adopting something new. My theory is you become super stressed mm-hmm. and you become very impulsive. And then that also affects your endocrine system, your nervous system. And then that ties into certain types of diseases. What is your view, Gwen?
Because your body's overcompensating, right? Mm-hmm. So you didn't address something that you wanted to. So how is it going to manifest? Mm-hmm. How is it going to come up? It could come up as irritability. It can come up as, for some people, it can be the complete opposite. And you become closed off and shelled off. Maybe you're not going to be social, you know, because you haven't addressed something that's really bothering you. It can come up as high blood pressure, mm-hmm. Headaches, irregular menstrual cycle.
Oh, that's important.
You know, so your hormones are affected, your body, your physical health becomes affected when your body is in this fight or flight.
How about energy too?
Oh yeah, because you know, now you're not balanced, right? Something is pent up in your body because you mm-hmm. haven't been able to release something that's bothering you. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, you know, whether maybe you're in a job that you didn't like, but you know, it pays the bills. You can't leave your job right away. Like, how are you gonna deal with being unhappy? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you can't just like pick up and quit and leave.
No, that's not a luxury.
I would say people need to learn to listen to how they're feeling inside and how they can move that energy.
You get more tired. Then what happens when you get tired? You're not as disciplined in what you're ingesting, you know, and then the weight starts coming on. Or even if you're conscious, right, of what you're eating, but your nervous system is so hyped up.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can eat a piece of cake or you can eat a salad.
It wouldn't make a difference.
If your body's in fight or flight, I mean, obviously, maybe the salad has less calories, so you wouldn't be like holding, your body wouldn't store much fat from the salad as it would a piece of cake, but your body doesn't know the difference of the food when you're stressed out.
It's not, is it even absorbing correctly?
Not really.
Okay.
You know,
I just learned something.
So that's why, you know, in my practice, I really like to teach people proper eating hygiene to try and slow down. We're going to have a whole episode maybe too on nervous system regulation. So we'll be able to give people the tips and tricks that we mm-hmm. use in our daily life mm-hmm. to try and help everyone. But I think, you know, when it comes to desiring new beginnings or getting into new beginnings on where to start and how to feel, I think learning to listen to what your body is saying, what your mind is saying, becoming more in tune with yourself.
And how do we get to be able to do that?
Yeah.
By regulation mm-hmm. of your nervous system. Thank you, guys. This concludes this podcast. I hope you took some valuable information. There was a lot that we discussed. A lot of it is coming from our hearts, from our own experiences. So again, I hope it was impactful for you and you learned some tips to apply in your own life.
I would like to let you know that our website is now open, so you can click the link below, and that our practice is also opening soon where you can book a consultation with myself or Belle. See you soon.
See you soon.